Blog Talk Radio.
Program is the property of KCEG Radio and cannot be reproduced or rebroadcast without the permission of KCEG Radio.
Coming to you live from Studio A in beautiful downtown North Dakota, ladies and gentlemen and children of all ages, it's the Mike Leonard Show!
Testing.
Playing unsigned artists 24/7, and you are listening to the Mike Leonard Show. Now here's Mike with today's topic.
Thank you, girls. Tonight's topic is BK Gray, or Brad Gray, and he's by far the most requested artist we've ever had on the station, and so we thought maybe we'd put a little special together tonight. And so right now you're welcome to give us a call, let us know what song you like that's a favorite of yours by BK Gray or Brad Gray, and let us know, or you can request a song too. Right now we're going to start off with the first one that I ever heard from BK, and this one stayed on our number one chart for God, I don't know how long, but a long time, and people were just talking and talking and talking and talking and talking and talking and talking all about it, asking me questions. Hey, how do I get in touch with that BK Gray? And that's because if you look on, like, Facebook, it's Brad Gray. And if you look on Reverb Nation, it's BK Gray. Or vice versa. No, I better. But it was, so I had a lot of people ask me about that. But we're going to start tonight off with Devil's Doorway. So give us a call. Let us know what's your favorite song. Or request one of Brad's songs. And we got a special coming up, too, about Brad Gray in just a little bit. So right now we're going to listen to Devil's Doorway by BK Gray. I'm KCG.
Want to have a smoke? I'll have one.
I am a part of everyone. I'm the fear. dreams come true, it'll just cost you your soul. Look at me, child.
Thank you.
Penny Boy.
That's BK Gray with Devil's Doorway on KCG Radio. Okay, we waiting for some vocals. Nobody likes Brad Gray's music, huh? Or nobody wants to call in. That's kind of weird because we get emails or all the time. And I want to apologize for not being able to do this last night. We ended up working until like 9 o'clock. Didn't get home till about 10 last night. So it's a long day for us. And we actually ended up playing 2 for Tuesday on Wednesday. So it was kind of messed up yesterday. But phone lines are open right now, 646-668-2389. If you want to let us know what's your favorite Brad Gray song, or if you just want to talk about his music. Okay, right now we're going to go to one that's from BK Gray, and this one's called She's the One on KCG. The One, BK Gray on KCG. Hey, Paul, we want to say hi to you from Surreal Nation. We actually found them on Sonic Bids. And so, let's see. Anybody calling and nobody likes calling in no more, do they? Well, right now I don't even see the Hillbilly Channel out there or Hillbilly Chat. I don't see no movement on there. So maybe those guys are mad at us or something. I'm not sure. But right now we're going to play one. This is a newer one by BK Gray. And this is Bobby live in the studio on KCG, Mike Leonard Show.
Thank you.
That's BK Gray with Bobby on KCG, the Mike Leonard Show. And we just got a, I see in the chat room, it says Paul from Surreal Nation. He says, I'm digging BK Gray. Wow. And you're welcome to give us a call. Let us know what you like about his music. 646-668-2389. We'll put you on the air live. And this next one, we got a special coming up real soon, right after Annabelle Live. But this is a newer release of his that just went crazy, too. This one's been on the number one chart on the top 30 countdown. And it's done very well. Well, all of his music seems to do very well on the station. But right now we're going to play BK Gray with Annabelle Live on KCG.
All right. Another salute up in Georgetown, California. We'll tell a story about a ghost. It goes something like this.
Still tell. They all do.
And that's Annabelle Live with BK Gray on KCG Radio. You know, this funny thing, he's been on the station for about 2 years now, and I think Paul from Surreal Nation must have scared the hillbillies out of the hillbilly chat there, because I only see Joe pop, so welcome, Joe. But when I first heard BK Gray, he sent us Devil's Doorway. I think it was Devil's Doorway or Hellbound, but first time I heard that Devil's Doorway, I was just like, this guy, I can't believe he's not on a major label, but I still can't believe why not. But I hope someday he gets there, because his music, everybody seems to like it, and he's the most requested artist on the station and been that way for about the last probably 6 to 8 months. Okay, right now we're going to play another one. This is, if you ever listen to our Saturday show, afternoon show, about 3 o'clock on Saturdays, the Dick Lee Show, well, there was a song that BK Gray sent me that was called Silver Moon, The Legend of Ellis. And I just, for some reason, I had to send that to Dick Lee and ask him if that would fit on one of his shows. And, well, right now, this is what Dick Lee sent me. And for some of you that already heard this a few months ago when I first got it from Dick Lee, but this is from the Dick Lee Show, and this is his interview with BK Gray, and this is kind of our little special for tonight. So listen and call us in if you have any questions, or you want to say hi to Brad live, or if you just want to just pick out a song you like. 646-668-2389. Right now we're going to the Dick Lee Show.
That's right, Garage Rock Heads. It's time for the Legends of Rock and Roll once again. And on the line today, I have a real treat for you. His name is Brad Gray. He's a singer, a songwriter, and composer, a great musician that has been with numerous rock and roll bands over the last few years. Brad has a new album out, and I'm going to have him tell you all about it. So, Brad, welcome to the show, and how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Dick. How are you doing?
I'm doing just great. And like I always say, it's such a treat to be able to talk with great musicians and songwriters such as yourself, Brad.
Thanks for having me.
Well, Brad, I'd like to jump right into the interview, if I may. And I'd like for you to share with the garage rock heads out there some of your musical background, and also what instruments do you play?
I was pretty much born into it. My mom and dad were musicians. So my dad was a steel guitar player, and my mother was a guitar player and singer, so started at a real young age. I mainly was interested in drums. Probably started playing drums when I was about 8 years old. So, And then around 10, I learned guitar because I liked to write songs and couldn't write them on the drums. So started playing guitar. And a couple years later, I started messing with piano and been playing all those ever since.
Wow, that is very cool, Brad, to be able to play all those various instruments. I'm sure it's helped you out through your musical career. Now, the next question I'd like to ask you revolves around your experience in your first rock and roll band. If you can, share with the garage rock kids out there some of the first rock groups you ever played with and what style of music you played.
Well, I mean, the very first one, I was probably 12, but I don't remember the name of that. But the first one that I really went out and played with was called Pegasus, and I was probably just out of high school, and we actually ended up, you know, getting a mobile home with our name on it and touring for a while, and everything was going well. We were doing a Northwest tour, warmed up for a few big acts, but we were in the musicians union, and our booker was using the, you know, musician union contracts and marking out things he didn't like, and so we ended up in a big lawsuit, and it kind of shut that one down. So.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It was all seeming too easy, I guess, at the time. So that was kind of my real first experience without on the road. I was playing drums in that band at that time.
Oh, you were? Okay, and it was called Pegasus, is that right?
The Pegasus, yeah.
Well, it sounds like you guys were really getting fairly successful, Brad. I bet you had a great sound. I would have loved to have heard you. Hey, right now, can you kind of share with some of the garage rock heads out there the names of some of the members of Pegasus?
Let's see, it was John D., Ray Makota, and Dave Barnes.
Very cool, Brad. And may I ask you, what was the instrumentation of the group?
We had a guitar player, keyboard player, bass player, drummer.
Well, it sounds as though you guys had a very cool four-piece power type of group. And if you could share with the garage rock cats out there next, what type of music did Pegasus play?
Pretty much just rock and roll. You know, we started out doing cover tunes and then had some original music, and you know, we warmed up for, you know, a couple bands. You know, did something with Foghat and Marshall Tucker, Charlie Daniels. You know, we did some warm-up gigs, and like I said, things were going well until we ended up in a big lawsuit, and that kind of ended that one. So then I, you know, ended up back down in California, you know, playing clubs, and then I started my own band with my brother, the Gray Brothers band, in the 90s, and we're pretty much still together today.
Now, I remember you sharing that with me about the Gray Brothers. And what instrument does he play? And also, what is his first name?
He plays guitar. Kurt Gray.
Well, now, did you and Kurt do any recordings under the Gray Brothers?
Yeah, we went into a studio here in Sacramento, Paradise Studios, and made a CD called California Rain that has 11 songs on it. That was in the 90s.
Uh-huh.
And it did fairly well around here. We've been playing. We played clubs for, you know, 15, 20 years around here, so California. Some of the biker runs, we played several of those, you know, motorcycle runs.
Now, maybe share with the garage rock heads out there, if you would, Brad, what type of music did the Gray Brothers play? Was it more of that rock and roll, or was it more of that southern rock style?
No, we actually, when I started the Gray Brothers band in the 90s, I moved from drums to guitar and got my brother, and then got four other guys. We were a 60s band, and we did a lot of, all originals, because by that time I'd written about 50 songs, and I was tired of playing cover songs, so we became an original band, and it was more of a southern rock, you know. We were influenced by, like, you know, Allman Brothers and Molly Hatchet and Marshall Tucker and those kind of bands. So.
Oh, yeah.
So, right. But we played almost all 90% originals all the time.
Well, that is very, very cool. And now I'm going to ask you to share with me, if you would sometime, Brad, some of those songs by the Gray Brothers out of the 90s. I'd love to hear them and then play them on the air. So if you get a chance, drop them down into an MP3 format and send them to me.
Actually, yeah, I have them on online. They're on my Reverb Nation site.
Oh, they are. Okay.
All the stuff I've sent you is just new stuff that I've been doing.
Another question that I'd like to ask you about the Gray Brothers, Brad, is that did you guys perform with any nationally known acts or perform on any TV shows?
Not really. We were just, you know, pretty much doing weekends, you know, most of the time. Like I said, we headlined some, you know, biker run things, you know, that were pretty big. And we played with some, you know, people like Norm Buffalo, Cold Blood, some bands from the 60s and stuff like that.
All right.
We were pretty much, you know, weekend warriors most of the time.
Now, as far as the Gray Brothers today, are you guys still together, and do you still perform and play at different venues?
Yeah, we're still together, but we, like I said, we only get together a few times a year, and, you know, we do some gigs. But mainly, I built a recording studio out behind my house, and I've been out, I just record, and I pretty much play all the instruments myself most of the time these days, because it's just easier for me, so I'll have them come over and sit in once in a while. But yeah, I built a nice soundproof room that's all sound treated, and I've got like 27 guitars, so drums, a couple pianos, everything. So I'm just enjoying writing and recording. You mind?
Well, your comments about your recording studio sort of leads us to our next little segment. And that is, I'd like to share with the garage rock kids out there some of the new recordings by Brad Gray. I can't say enough about them. I love this Silver Moon that you did, Brad. I know the mix of it and the lyric content, the melody. It's just a great track. So why don't you share with the garage rock kids out there where they can go to hear and purchase some of these tracks of yours?
Well, I have some on Spotify and CD Baby on Reverb Nation, so they can be purchased there too.
Well, Brad, we're getting close to the end of the interview right now, and I'd like to remind all of you garage rock heads out there that you've been listening to an interview with Brad Gray, a singer, songwriter, and composer, and overall great musician. He was with a group called Pegasus and also with the Gray Brothers. And don't forget, you can go to CD Baby, Reverb Nation, and also Spotify and check out some of his tunes. Man, he has some great, great songs. So, Brad, thank you for being on the show and sharing your musical background history, all those memories that you do have of being with Pegasus and also the Gray Brothers. I really do appreciate it. So you have a good day now.
Well, thanks for having me. It was fun.
More music.
And right now, a brand new release by Brad Gray. Here it is, a wee bit of that Silver Moon. Take it away, Brad.
That's a live interview with Dick Lee and Brad Gray on KCG Radio. We want to thank Dick Lee for actually doing that interview with Brad and actually sending it to us and giving us permission to play it anytime we want. So, wow. I'm looking at the Hillbilly chat. I'm not sure if Paul's still in there now or not, but if you know Paul, he's from Surreal Nation. He's actually one that we found on Sonic Bids. And let's see, right now we have another one. This is another one. Well, I love them all, but by BK Gray. And this one's, oh, by the way, call us if you want to request a song by BK or if you want to just tell us what you think about his music. 646-668-2389. Right now we're going to play Here I Am Live in Paradise on KCG.
Bye. Really like to thank all our friends for being here. Have you ever had one of those moments where you've been alone for so long and you just want to shout out and say, I'm right here?
That's BK Gray with Here I Am Again. Here I Am Live in Paradise. Oh, yeah, I'm reading a little bit in this Hillbilly Chat, and Joe Pops, you're funny as heck, you know. And Ed Service, I don't know if you know this or not, but do you know that Joe's from actually Michigan? He's a Yankee. He's not a rebel. So, and yeah, you're sure taking his side. And I'm not going to say what you said. I'll probably call him. So, okay, well, right now, I guess nobody's calling in. We got lines open for about another 15 minutes, 49 lines open right now. We're going to play one, and this one I can relate to big time. And this is BK Gray with Wild and Younger Days on KCG. Top 30 on the Mike Leonard Show.
Turning over the grave for my
That's BK Gray with Wild and Younger Days. I'm KCG. Well, you know, I remember that, those old days. Yeah, I remember that, living out in California. Okay, well, right now we just have about 10 more minutes left, and we have one song. This is probably the second song I ever heard by BK Gray, and this is crazy, too. This is called Hellbound on KCG, and Paul, we will play your song right after the show, I promise.
Down to my last day.